Kelly?
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
It's 395-64.
39564?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, let's see. And what would be the first and last name?
Amy J.
Okay, let's see.
It's AimeJaye.
I'm looking for you, ma'am. I do apologize.
That's okay. I had my bank find the phone number because I was like, what is this transaction coming out of my account?
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, ma'am, and please verify the street address.
9105 Point of Shame, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 39564.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ma'am, your account is loading, so just give me just a moment.
Yeah, because I don't even know what this account is, to be honest.
Okay, ma'am, I see that you have the kitchenware and the membership to our Gadget website, where we send our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use on our website.
I haven't received anything in the mail or any package.
It's not a physical product. It's a digital product. The voucher would have been sent to your email either through your junk folder or your spam folder.
I searched all of it for Best Gadgets, and I couldn't find any emails.
And then we can resend the gadgets to you. I mean, we can resend the vouchers to you.
I mean, I guess explain this to me. There was a $5.74 transaction. What was that for?
That would be for the entry into the contest to win the kitchenware. And then whenever the customer, the voucher also adds 100 entries, and we pick a winner every single month. So whenever you receive the You Are a Winner email, the $5.74 goes towards the shipping and handling. It doesn't go to us. It goes to the United States Postal Service.
All right, and then there was another $56 transaction and a $60-something dollar transaction.
That would be for the voucher, ma'am, for the $125 voucher.
So I paid $56 for a $125 voucher and then $60-something for
another $125 voucher, yes, ma'am.
Okay. What website am I supposed to be going to, or what email is these vouchers going to? Because I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
My daughter plays on my phone, so I'm wondering if she didn't sign me up for something. She's only 9.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, see. So here, ma'am.
That's fine. I'm looking at my email. I don't.
It would be a no reply email. It would have like gadget or something of that nature in it.
Nothing in there. So it would be no reply.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's see. All righty, ma'am. And you didn't place this order, and you placed the order originally, correct?
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea where this even came from. And I don't see anything. All the no reply stuff that I have is stuff that I actually deal with that's insurance and credit cards and stuff like that. I don't see anything.
And it would have been sent to the email that we have on file here.
And which email do you have on file?
Get to that here in just a moment. Okay, let's see. The one that we have is the GLAC. Okay, looks like it's. GLACERservices2@gmail.com.
That's my business email.
Let's see, I'm getting this canceled
this
out here.
This is all stuff from Mississippi Department that I see no reply on from it. It's not showing. Nope. All the way back to September, there's nothing in here. You said gadget?
Yes, ma'am.
Nope. Nothing in any of those. There's nothing in my spam box.
Okay, let's see.
Nothing from no reply.
Okay, ma'am. I'm looking at.
I have no email all the way back to August.
Okay, ma'am, let's see.
Is there any way just to credit all that back? And, I mean, obviously, I don't have the vouchers. I haven't used them.
Yes, ma'am. We aren't able to tell if the customer actually used the voucher. We just know that it was sent, and if it hasn't been sent, we offer to resend them if they don't have them. Now, as far as refunds is concerned, I have no control over that, but our fraud department will be able to assist you a lot better.
Because I have no emails at all.